You'll remember we heard Mr. Munch rehearsing the first and second and part of the second movement of the Tchaikovsky Pathetic Symphony. I learned that he's going to play that symphony again at certain cities that the orchestra visits on tour. And so I asked him today if he would kindly continue rehearsing for your benefit and mine the last two movements of this, the greatest of the Russian symphonies. And now he's on the third movement, that great march movement, one of the most terrible and fantastic and barbaric movements that I know of in symphonic music. Some call this a very triumphant march. To me, it's the triumph of despair, beginning so strangely and softly and continuing with wilder and wilder fury until the orchestra sees red and you might say the composer runs amok among the instruments. Tremendous march in the march rhythm, the third movement of Tchaikovsky's Pathetic Symphony.
No, in the second, I'll from the second bar. Jeep. George. I am sure this man you can play on more piano. Oh, it's a great mistake. You have pianissimo. Yes, you make that here. Huh? Yes. George. It's March. Come near. Ergo. Read. Come near. George.
Thank you.
Apparently, Mr. Munch is going right on after finishing the last movement to the extraordinary lament which makes the last movement of this symphony. There's no movement like it in symphonic music, and it's entirely unconventional in its form and its way of treating the idea. A very unusual work to end with a lamentation, a dirge, and pass and fade into silence.
Thank you.
example, death. Des hommes forts. Ah. Ça ronfle, hein? Ça ronfle bien. Eh, what have you here? Non. B, bien, B. Non, it's B. B. Bertha. Bien. Forte. Fortissimo, cap. Sostenuto. Oh, sostenuto.
Thank you.
tempo?
No, modifié.
No, aucune modification. And sonore, you begin mezzo forte. You finish mezzo forte. What is that? Yes. Five bars before H. You go high. You see, you have a letter K. Before the letter K, one, two, three, four bars. Sol, la, si, do. Four trumpets. And the timpani, you have one before H. No, one before K. Accent. Fortissimo accent. Accent in the tuba, ser trombone. One before andante. Now you have K, gentlemen, andante. Please, timpani and double bass, you have. Oh, you have one dog, all the punk in four and three. You may accent in each third bar after K. The timpani, you have brrrr, ta. The second time. In each third bar is an accent. Edge. One. Fourth bar after H. Fa fortissimo. Fa. And now piano, begin piano. We have a long time. Non diminuendo, non ritenuto, sempre fortissimo. Andante. Lettre K. And the first beat on the letter K. Short. You have K. One before. Tempo. Crescendo.
Deux.
Trois. Un. Non. The bass on the double bass, you make the pizzicato on the second beat. Where? Ouais. C'est bien. La première moitié. Allez, tenue, parce que de matière fait le rythme. Ram, pam, pam, pam. Alors, les contrebasses, qui font le rythme? You make the half arco and the other half pizzicato. It's clear. After N. One, two, three, four, five. The ninth after N. The ninth after Napoleon. Crescendo. And now the pizzicato on the second beat. Yes, no, very important. Too much. You understand, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Now, and
you've heard. heard Dr. Munch and the Boston Symphony Orchestra rehearsing the last two movements of the Tchaikovsky Pathetic Symphony. Evidently, Mr. Munch has taken an unusual interest and feels an unusual enthusiasm for this symphony. And in this, I must say that I am one of those who agree with him. I think it's one of the greatest works of modern orchestral literature. Some purists and academicians don't like it because they say that Tchaikovsky is too unrestrained, that he's too sensational, this and that. I love the man for his outbursts of human feeling, and I love him still more for the great mastery of this symphonic form. He's treated it in a new way, entirely his own. The first movement is the only one which resembles the general classic procedure of the symphony. And then you have the second movement, which is like a sort of a sad three-legged waltz. Then you have that barbaric march, which in spite of its barbarism and its savagery is one of the most remarkable pieces of structure in music. And then finally you have the last movement, the dirge, a symphony which seems like the lament for all warm and living things, an anticipation of the grave. You probably know that Tchaikovsky was believed by many people to have committed suicide after writing this symphony, and the symphony was in a way his farewell to the world. I don't think that. I think it was an expression of his temperament. But I think that one of the greatest tragedies of musical history was that Tchaikovsky should have died, if my memory serves me, at the age of 53. When I think of him having achieved this height of symphonic writing, having done such an individual and creative thing, that he had left this to the world, I often wonder what would have happened if he had lived 10 more years and we had had 3 or 4 more of these symphonies of a level or of a character corresponding to the greatness of the Pathetic.